Now, this morning, we are together here for the spiritual action. So for that, I think try to make a action, spiritual action will be good ways. That means by motivation, by action, after the action, dedication. Those three things, very important for the, to get teaching or to give teaching. Or, normally, when we do by practice by ourselves, all those three things are beginning, between, ended, very important things. So beginning is the, I said already, motivation. Why we will be here? Why we think about it? See, if we want something for make a reputation, by, you know, like to make a big name, to make big money, and also those like worldly things are, if we need accomplishment of that, we are not like together here. So we are here together because why, what we want, think about this. What we want. You think it's a good reputation? Wrong. Good money? It's wrong. In this case. And also, like, you know, something to talk to others, that's why we're here? Wrong. The reason is, what really we want from the heart, what we want. We want to free from sufferings. We don't want to suffer any kind of sufferings. See? We want to free from that. We want free from sickness. We want free from difficult problems. Everything is. But we don't want it, but still we are hanging with us. Those are we needed. Make free from those ourselves, yourself, myself, yes. That's why we be here. So that's for that what we need to have. Or those problems, difficult are things, or those are came from where? We need to think about it. Came from somebody else? No. Somebody else, those costs or problems which we have, those are somebody gave to me? No, cannot give it. So we made it. Costs of suffering, pain or happiness, self. Or those are we made it by own or self. That's why we need to make it purify, to make it clear, wish way. By ourselves. Then what is the method for that? That's which I said already, business and all those songs? No. Method for that, to make it free from suffering, pain or happiness, the method for that is only ways, Dharma. You know, Dharma means spiritual action. Spiritual action means, you know, saying something like this, no, necessarily. Those are secondary. Real is, try to make an antidote of our delusions. So our delusions is the cause of trouble for us. Your delusion is trouble maker for you. It is. Your ignorance, your anger, your attachment, your jealous, doubt, wrong opinion, all those are you have, we have. Those are cause of we to be suffer, pain, unhappiness. Everything came from that. That's why we need destroy all those which we are having troublemakers with us, inside of us. Those are we need to remove from us, from you, from me, by wisdom, by practice, by wisdom. So that's why wisdom is, we cannot to get the, by operation, no. By exchange, cannot do by exchange, no. By pills, cannot do that, no. Only way to make study. That's why study is very important, Dhamma study. It's not general study, college, and I'm not talking about this. Dharma study is a religion study. Dharma is the Sanskrit word. So it's actually religion, just translated. Religion is action. Religion means sometimes people think building is religion. No. Ceremony is religion. It's no. No. Real religion is the realizations, knowledge for the antidote of our delusions. Those are. So that's why we need to have all those. So those are to have with our consciousness by study. So that's why I think our study is very, very important things. Sometimes people think, oh, do meditate better than the long time taking the time to study. Wrong. If you don't study, you cannot get those knowledges, wisdom, realizations. You cannot get it. You know? Close eyes, very easy to do. Close eyes like this. You know, stretch your bodies like this. But materials inside is more important. The example is, looks outside, good car, you know, like Mercedes or something. I don't know much car, but the best car looks outside, but there are no engine. What do you think? See, that's an easy example, really it is. Easy. Very easy to stay in like, you know, go to the, you know, ceremonies, everything. But real is inside, to make changing our mind, to need to have, to change bad mind, to change good. Bad mind is not transformed to the good mind, it's not necessary. The bad mind is trying to make stop, to make disappear, yeah, or wash away. In other words, to try to make exterminated from our natural consciousness. That's all we need. Then, with the natural consciousness, the positive knowledges, realizations, wisdom, all those, everything positive, compassion, loving kindness, and care for others, this kind of positive knowledge, try to collect with it. Nature of consciousness. That's all we need. That's why we are studying. We are together here. So that means, I think, when we make a good motivation, I myself and all other sentient beings need to be free from the suffering, pain, or happiness. And in other words, delusions and illusions, and become a pure being. That's why I'm being here. That's why I do the practice. That's why I do to listen to the teachings. That is the good motivation. Really it is. So that's one thing. Then during the teachings and all during the meditation, good motivations, but during the action, if you're losing the mind, it's not so good. If you try to make good motivations, but during the teachings, not listen carefully, and also try to write things. If you don't do, like you know, losing the concentration through the teachings or through the meditations the same way. No good action. So try to make a concentration during the meditation, concentration for the meditation, during the teachings, concentration to what says, explanation of the teachings, try to think about them. The outer ways, when I finish dedication, I have done very nice, good. This is the dedicate for myself or other sentient beings, which I have done good action by this merit, myself and all other sentient beings, to be free from sufferings and problems, difficulties, and you know, become a being, pure being. Like Buddha, you know, become a being Buddha by which we did. This is a merit of the listening to the teachings or doing meditation. So that's the very important things. Everybody needs to know, including myself. I know when we know, but we need to do it. Intellectual knowledge is not so good, you know, intellectual. Sometimes people think, I heard many times like a Lamdu teachings or something like this. Oh, I heard. Heard is not important. How much come to our consciousness, how much we know, discipline or contemplating with my mind, how much I can do. That's more important than I heard, see? We heard it, yes. His Holiness Dalai Lama, many of the public talks, great teaching in his single words, very good for us. We saw so much we heard, but if we don't remember of that, then something we, during the here, we something did is good seeds, but seeds cannot be growing. The example, if you have like a good seed put in the soil, but there are no water, no warm conditions, not there. Seed is there, but cannot be grown. Same thing. We heard many teachings. Seed is there, but continually, if we need to generate, you know, to make a continually think about, continually to. What need to make abend to do it? What kind of we need to collection? Positive actions, those are to collection. Collection with our consciousness. Collection means that we cannot put the like in the physical storage. We cannot do like this. But our consciousness is like storage. Really, it is. Positive knowledge. How much we can try to make people with our. With our consciousness. That's very important. Collection. So this lifetime, like collection, next lifetime. Then slowly, grow up all the time, not become a brown, a new person. It's not. See, that's why. So I think those are general, very important for study, for doing practicing, or those, that's why I think telling you. If what main thing is, why I do the spiritual action, why I do need it. Very important, try to make an answer from your heart. Very important. Every day, actually, every day. Sometimes we have difficulty, yes. Oh, I want to listen to the, you know, music or watch television. Then, like your friends, they don't like this. Playing, everything you do. But if you do like this, then maybe sometimes, oh, why I don't do it like others? Why I do this? Then you need to think about it. Do you want suffering or pain? Or you need happiness or suffering? But it's true. Then we want happiness. That's why we do, you know, any other things are leave behind. And I could, what does spiritual action say? That's it. So that's one. Very important, really it is. Nobody wants suffering, pain, or happiness. Nobody. even animals cannot. So that's why I think it's, they don't have, mostly the beings are sorry. They don't have the idea. Where is the awareness of that? We don't have. But we have. We are human beings. Within the human beings, as we are to turn the positive side ourselves, to turn, not completely inside of that, even not, but to turn to positive side. That is also great opportunity we got. So try to keep the opportunities, need to learn more, I think. So more important things, that's general. You not harm, damage others, anything. Your body, speech, mind. Really it is. Our thinking, speech, body's action, how I can help to the others, how I can make benefit for the others. That's all we need to think about. That is the very part of positive action. Sometimes people think, what is the positive action? What is the negative action? They say, I don't know. You know if you think about it. You will know if you think about it. Your body, speech, mind, harm, damage others, that's negative action. Result of that come from, result of that came suffering, pain, unhappiness for you. You made it, cause. So result to come to you, nobody else. If we think about, you know, thinking, speech, body's actions, help or benefit for the others, result of that, what is this? Happiness, joy. Yes, reply to you. Buddhism's word is karma. Karma is the, everybody also says karma. The karma is the Sanskrit word. Karma is Sanskrit word. The action, actually, action. There are three actions, good action, bad action, neutral actions. Neutral actions, there's this neutral result, good or bad, don't give it. Don't come by neutral actions, don't come. But if we do negative action and a positive action, if we do, must come for the result of that. So that's why if we made harm, damage or others, the result of that come to us, suffering from happiness, I said already. Don't forget. Nagarjuna said, negative actions, negative actions, then suffering, pain, happiness came from negative actions, that's what I'm saying. Gaily, Dendro Thamchitras, if we do positive action and also good rebirth, with a good rebirth, also happiness, joy, and everything success, that's what come. Sometimes people think, this is very important, think about it. Some people, very negative person, you know, harm, damage by speech, thinking, godly actions, but they are still a success. Sometimes people think, oh, doubt. Karma says, you know, if you do negative action, you will not be happy, joy, success. But there's those people you think about, he or she, they're making the bad action for the others, always damage, harm others, but they are success. Why? What do you think? What do you think? Very hard, difficult. See, yeah. What do you see? My Linda will say. Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, he heard many teachings. Now he got it. For this lifetime, he or she very bad. But period, before life, he or she good. benefit, you know, for others by body, speech, mind is good. That's why they are successful this life. But this lifetime is very bad. Result of that comes later in the future life. So this is very important. We need to know. Sometimes people doubt, really it is. Why they think? So that means you need to think about not only one life, you know. We are here today, human beings. We are not always human beings, not necessarily. Go through many ways we did. Sometimes God says, you know, male or female, God says. Asura, sometimes animals, sometimes he, we was hell beings in the hell. They were not always suffering. Hungry ghosts, sometimes life of hungry ghosts. Starvation all the time. That's kind of, sometimes animals alive. We did. Because so many karmas we are together. I mean, so many karmas we had a collection. Just numberless lives we. How do you think? One generation came from only one, two times, or what do you think? This? No. You think about this. We are today here. This life came from the previous life. Previous life came from that one before. That's before all the way go through. There are no beginnings. There are no beginnings, beginningless. So that's why I think we had tremendous different kind of lives we had. See, that's it. That's all those very important things. Now we are sentient beings. This is sentient beings means impure, you know. Not like everything, body, speech, mind is completely pure. It's not yet. We are not. Even high level bodhisattva is also not yet. When will be everything pure? Body, speech, mind is pure. When? Become a being Buddha. Wisdom mind, wisdom body, wisdom speech. Everything is so. That's kind of. Then totally, completely, we were free from negativities. Free from negativities. When become a being Buddha. So that's it. So now we need to go through the many paths, many stages. You don't think if you need to go like this, how can be? You don't need to doubt. You have ability of that. Everyone, even ants, today is on the ground, you know, ant, mosquitoes. Those are sentient beings. Those has also opportunity one day become a being, Buddha. Great enlightenment. They will have great enlightenment. Why? Because they have seed. Just a Buddha, just like Buddha. Everyone has. Buddha wasn't the beginning Buddha like this. No. Just like beginning, like us. Then, care for others, slowly compassion for the others, loving kindness for others, take care for others more than care for themselves. This kind of charging for themselves, charging for the others more than charging for themselves. Or learning. Three countless years time learning like this. That's why become a being Buddha. You need to know those, really it is. If you don't know this, overnight become a being with the no. Cannot. But we are. How much we do, study, that's kind of, we are collection, you know. Big like, this is example. There is a Monte Meru, or maybe like a big, huge mountain, like Himalayan mountains. Beginning not like this mountain. One small atom. If you don't make peace, that's it cannot difficult to make a peace of that atom. Even by the glass cannot make it. But that's one has six different ways. Underneath or above, four directions. Even small, very small atom cannot to see the by magnifying glass, even that. But that's one has six different kind of size. So great mountain, this which we have now, this the beginning, very atom, small atom. Then which then one atom, another atom collection, then another, then become a mountain huge like this. This is the example for our practice. See? Our practice is now very small, but with it, then collection, another atom, okay. Hundreds, thousands. Then begin, take the time. So that's really it is. That's why we don't want to, afraid. When can we become a being with us? So much need to do. Yes, true. But like example mountain, small one atom started, then with then another atoms. There's hundreds, thousands, millions, hundreds, thousands, millions, trillions, billions. Take the time, then become a huge Himalayan mountain. Same idea. Our practice, okay? That means you're comfortable, try to do it. Comfortable means, oh, don't be relaxed also. How much you can do in the collection. You understand? Like, it's like a time in the computer, times. Second, all the time, the collection. Just like that. Whatever we did, those are the computer of the karma collection in there. See? Good or bad, both ways, so should we? So I think that's when I talk about this, because everyone has opportunity to be one day become a pure being, out of suffering, out of pain, out of everything, bad things. We have chance for that. See, that's it. We have chance for that with the condition, I say, conditions, loving kindness, compassion, doing practicing, everything. So that's what we need to do. I said that's for general, I'm just talk about, So we have the seed of Buddha. People call Buddha natural, that's one. Buddha natural, you heard many people say like monks now, they call Buddha natural, yes. What is Buddha natural? What is that? One part of Buddha nature, Buddha, one part of non Buddha. That's I think. So some people think, yes, my mind is Buddha, but not me. Not myself, non Buddha. Buddha nature, what is Buddha nature? Buddha nature is called our subtle consciousness. All the time, subtle consciousness never disappear with us. Changing is momentary change, yes. You don't think about Buddha nature is also. It's a momentary change, our main consciousness, momentary change. But will not be break down. Totally stops not. Then become a despair. Sometimes that's why people think about it. Oh, people dying become an air. Sorry, they don't have anything idea. That's why I'm talking about that. Become an air. I mean, become a consciousness from trees or from stones or something, flowers, become a being. No, cannot be. Which we started our consciousness in mother's womb. material, physical material, we don't have in the, when we start mother's womb, no, nothing. Only consciousness go in the mother's womb. So that's, that consciousness came from the vivid life, drying through the parados, intermittent life, from there, then to come. So that's it. So even the dying also, same thing. So all those are general, we need to know. Otherwise, what is Vidya nature is one time, part time is Vidya. One part of Vidya, one part of not Vidya. So that's kind of thinking not so good. Vidya nature is our consciousness. Can be, become a being Vidya. That's why I call Vidya nature. See, that's it. So all those. Now, that's the general for new experience. Even not news, but if you have forgot all those things, try to make a reminder of that. So now, I want to start teaching the, here, do you see? What's there? What's there? Oh, foundation of all good qualities. That's one, this is the teaching, great teaching. Part of the Lamrim. You see, part of the Lamrim teachings. Also, Lamrim teaching means, Lamrim teaching is actually called Lamrim. The commentary of the Buddha's teachings. Any kind of Buddhism should be teaching by Buddha, original teaching by Buddha. Then can be commentary for Buddha's teachings, it can be. So oh, this is also commentary of the Buddha's teachings. There are many Buddha's teachings, sutra and tantra, two ways, sutra teachings, tantra teachings. Sutra also, Mahayana sutra teachings and Hinayana sutra teachings, but this is the Mahayana sutra teachings. So we call the Lamrim teachings. Lamrim teachings means started with the teachings, a commentary of that by Atisha. Atisha is a great Siddha or great master from India in the 11th century. In the 11th century. He was Nalanda, and so 11th century, then Tibetan king, prince, so asked to come to Tibet. So when he came to Tibet, 70 years, 17, he was staying in the Tibet, in Tibet, mostly the central Tibet, and also West Tibet. But he's suppose I came from whole Tibet country, from east, north, and south, of course. All those are the disciples of the Atisha has. So then Tibetan king asked, we Tibetans, very difficult to do the long study, and also difficult ways to all those Buddha's teachings are everything to get the teaching or anything to see, difficult. So everything is all collection from the essence of the Buddha's teachings are sutra, teachings are put together, giving one subject, means one composed book. So that's why Atisha did the core Lamrim. Lamrim is, what is Lamrim? Lamp of path. Yeah, Lamrim is, Lam is path. Dream is light. Light of the path. So Atisha made it. Only 4 or 5 pages. But in there, all those meaning of the Panchaparamita, Panchaparamita with the teachings are together collection. Commentary of that. Commentary of that. He did. So then, after that, that's how he did in the 11th century. In the 11th century. After that, 14th century, then Lama Tsongkhapa, musician Lama Tsongkhapa, you see. Musician Lama Tsongkhapa, we say, but Lama Tsongkhapa is the emanation of the wisdom Buddha or musician. So that's why we call musician Lama Tsongkhapa. He was in the 14th century in Tibet. He was born North Tibet. Actually, this author of that, which I'm going to do, the Pandit of Knowledge, this is by conferred by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we need to talk about the history or great good quality of the author. We need to talk about this. So, not only individually, this one, so which kind of we're giving the teaching of the volumes. So author of that, we need to talk about this actually good ways. So anyways, Lama Tsongkhapa was born in the North Tibet. So then when he was 3 years old, he's just being Manjushri anyways, emanation of Manjushri. So knowledge is out of him already, but to show the example for that is. So that's how he got teacher from them. And also anyways, then he studied in the North Tibet with many great lamas. And when he was 16 years old, then he came to Central Tibet. And from that was tremendous, great teacher. So anyways, Lama Tsongkhapa did. Also, Kadam tradition, Lama Tsongkhapa followed the Atisha system, Kadam system. So then Lama Tsongkhapa made a great Lamrim Chemo, 500 pages. Actually, wisdom's, Westin's ways, both sides count, maybe 1,000 pages, Lamrim Chemo. That's what also Lama Tsongkhapa did, commentary of the Atisha's Lamrim. Atisha's, he made a lamp of path, or path of a lamp, either way. So that's the, he did a commentary of the Buddha's teaching. All those connections, everything is Buddha's teachings. So then Lama Tsongkhapa did a great Lamrim. Then also Median Lamrim, also Lama Tsongkhapa did. After that, the pattern, the name of the Lamrim also, the Lama Tsongkhapa did and the old Manjushri, Atisha also, Atisha did. Three great vehicle or three shapes, means three persons, or I'm not sure on this. So that's, three persons. Anyways, because they talk about three different ways. Bigger ones, medians, small ones, teaching from the, from the teachings. First vehicle, then medium vehicle, high vehicle of the high teachings. So that's why I say. So now, this foundation of all knowledge is, this is Lama Tsongkhapa made. So from the Lamrim. All those Lamrims are collection. All meanings are in this book. So it's very small book. I did teaching in the Colorado. Colorado is a student for Colorado. I gave teaching. Then transcript from that teaching, transcript. Now I have books here. So you can have the book. If you don't have it, you can have the book from here in English, read in English, everything's good. So that's it. So now, you think, this, when you think about this, it's good. Good author is, the talk about the quality of the author is very important things. Because when we know, then we know quality of the author, when we know that, then all those could be, that book, book great, would be great, you know. So, that's why we need know. So, Lama Tsongkhapa now, history is quite long, but great, you know, at the, in Tibet, 14th century, he was in Tibet. Everything with the Dharma clear by Lama Tsongkhapa did. First, maybe this is my time. We have with the Dharma in the 7th century, beginning in Tibet, 7th century, by Tibetan Khonsong Gampo. From that, we have teachings about, we don't have monasteries, entered to 38 king, Khonsong Dezen. And during that time, king wanted to start monasteries, you know, monasteries, study, monks. So, in that time, in Tibet, there's so much, you know, like demons, very powerful demons. Those start a temple, start a building, to make building temple. During the day, people work for the buildings, but during the night, destroyed by demons. That's kind of very, very powerful demons. So then, that time we had Sangharakshita's one teacher from Nepal, actually that time from Nepal. So he says, now I cannot do the control of the demons, but there is in India, Pema Sambhava, Miss Pema Sambhava, Guru Rinpoche, if you ask him to come, blessing the place, the temples which you were going to make a temple, then he can't control the demons. So that's why I think King sending two messages to India. So now I to make shorter, okay? Then he got his Pema Sambhava came to Tibet. All those demons are to make control and the demons, yeah, control. And then temple. Temple is what we call Samye. If you went to Lhasa, I mean it's, in Tibet, it's Samye temple. This is temple is first temple of the in Tibet. From that, that's the 8th century, in the 8th century. So from that, then increasing for the whole countries. Before 1959, more than 7,000 temples and monasteries altogether. We had 7,000. We had from east to the west country, and so that's kind of border from China and to border India. So more than 2,000 miles, we have big land. So all those covered means monasteries are more than 7,000. But during the Cultural Revolution, all totally destroyed it. Chinese was destroyed. So anyways, now some still left, but they ended now new to made a reboot monasteries. There's quite a lot, yes. Anyways, those are. Then from that, the very pure we have with the Dharma that time. Then later, between the 8th century and between 11th century, between there a little bit, you know, mistake. You know, like, you know, some the ordainers, some ordainers, some not. And also that's kind of a little bit mistake. So after that, then 11th century, 말해, 네, 어디시킨 try to make pure everything, whole country, pure Dharma. So after that, then enter the 14th century, little bit mistake, all those are trying to make pure by Lama Tsongkhapa did. Since then great, like His Holiness Dalai Lama's reincarnations, many spiritual, great spiritual masters continually reincarnated came in the whole entered to 1989. Even today now, yes, we have those things. So all those kind of very great Lama Tsongkhapa's great master. So anyways, he made this small lamrim. We can say lamrim. We don't say lamrim. The punctuation of the knowledge of the book's name of that. So that's it. Now, number one, first verse. What is it here?
The foundation of all good qualities is the kind guru.
Oh, you need to change the changes. The guru is the very important thing. So now, actually, really, whatever we have knowledge from the guru, we don't have natural. Nature and guru or very it's difficult to get. Also, we need to rely with our master, guru. So that's why I think guru's quality is the in the big long term. It's the eight good great quality of the gurus, and also quality of the gurus and quality of the disciples. And also how much, if you rely with a great, good guru, then how much you have a benefit for that eight, different eggs. If you don't rely or don't keep the guru, if you do by yourself, can be wrong. So also, and also don't keep the guru, also, there's eight faults. Someone say, if you with a reliant gurus, but if wrong way, action with the guru, so also then faults, eight faults. All those are, I think, in the lamrim, big lamrim, and also there is a lamrim called the what do you call the enlightenment. Enlightenment is in your home. Oh yeah, that's all. That's his book. So if you want it, you can get book from here, I think maybe, or any other maybe, any other bookstores, maybe you can get it. So all those I don't tell here, because you see all those. So now, more important, whatever we got the knowledge by kindness of guru, that's what I say first. See, that's it. You believe or not? What kind of, really it is, whatever, what kind of good knowledge, right knowledge, we got, those are, came from the guru, kindness of the kindness of buying guru. So that's it. Nature, we have nature knowledge, yes. But as though in this case, great knowledge for the cause of the great enlightenment. That kind of a knowledge came from the guru. See, that's it. I gave many of the quotations there. Really it is. In the Lamrim book, if you see, there's many. Translate Lamrim Chemo, we have also great Lamrim, somebody did translate already by Lama Tsongkhapa's book. You must see that, really it is, in there. So I will tell you some you know, how this guru is important. The, you know the Naropa and also like Marba. Marba is the Gaju is the traditions, the root of the Gaju tradition, Marba. Marba and then from that Malarepa and come also. So Marba, when he study or when he do practice, he went to India 3 times. His guru is Naropa. Naropa is great Mahasiddha of the Indians. It's not, he is not Tibetan. Mahasiddha of the Mahasiddha of the Indian person. So Marba 3 times went to the India, get teaching from him. Actually, he studied Bhakti Sutra and the Tantra both. And within the answer, his teaching is Tantra, Hebeja Tantra. He did. The Tantra has different levels, the generation stage and the completion stage. So on generation stage, almost he finished. So he can see the, like, you know, he has the opportunity to see the deity. So that's why I think so one day then the Naropa made Hebeja Tantra, or Hebeja, the mandala of the Hebeja Tantra. Mandala means, what do you think mandala is? It's mandala, lots of the people saying mandala, you know, making the mandala, you know, by sand. What do you think this? That's, mandala means actually essence, sanctuary. But the name of the deity is mansion house, you know. Mansion house, we call mandala, means deity staying place in there. So that's one of the mandala. So then, one day in the morning, and it's Naropa, Marba's teacher. He made this mandala of the Hebeja above of him, everything, you know. Then to call the Marba, come here, come in. Hey, did you see that? Yes. They say, yes. Then now you can choose. You want make prostration to me first or to the deity. In the mandala there is deities. So you want to make prostration to the deities or to me. Then Marba thing, oh, anytime I can make prostration to my guru. The mandala of the Hebeja, or the, in the Hebeja deities are seen in the mandala. This only this time. So maybe possibly make prostrate to the no, deity of the Hebeja. Then he did. Then like, oh, then Marba said, oh, this is wrong. Wrong. There are no Hebeja deities without Guru. So that's without Guru. There are no Hebeja deities. Hebeja deities came from Guru and also to the Guru. See, that's what I'm saying. And also any kind of thousand Vedas are coming in the earth, but those came from the Guru. There are no Guru, will not be all those Vedas. That's what I'm saying. Those are in the teaching, like if you see the great teacher teaching of the Lama Tsongkhapa, great Lamrim. Lamrim Chemo, in there. And also, great enlightenment is in your poem. That's in there, Shaji Pongkhava's explanation, Shaji Pongkhava, is in there, I think. So that's kind of our spiritual guru is very important thing. Then you think, In India, 12 years, guru check the disciples. Once comes, please, can I do your disciples? Would you like to give me, please, for your disciples? Suddenly, did he say yes? Checking 12 years. Guru check the disciples 12 years. 12 years, disciple checking the guru. Both sides, yes. If I do devotion or get teaching from this guru, wrong or right? No, suddenly someone gave me teaching, oh, you can go over there like this. No, these days of doing this. So that means no good. If you get teachings, then something bad relation is like a bad happen, you know, like unfaithfully, disrespectfully, came from guru or it's from the it's on our mind is very bad. So that's why checking carefully, I think. So that's what we need. So guru is very, very important for us. You see? The guru is the foundation of all knowledges. That's what I say. First line. The guru is foundation of the all knowledges. That means not general. For me, my guru is foundation of the all knowledge of mine. For me. So that's what we need to think about. So that's, I think, should be Tinche. Tinche means great kindness. Guru is great kind for us by knowledge. Our parents very kind by lack of help, you know, by take care of us. So two different ways. Guru is very important. Guru did do the, keep the clean and everything is raised up. Guru did do that. But Guru is great kindness of the by knowledge. Our parents, kindness of the by serve food, giving food, everything. So that's it. So we need to think about this. Really, it is. If we do bad relationship with the parents, very bad. Very big mess. Really it is. If we, sometimes I mention, before you don't, if you don't know before this, if you have bad relationship with the parents, oh, I don't care you, I don't want to see you, and then if you say it like this kind of, now apologize. I don't know that time. I wasn't, don't know. Now you are very kind for me. Everything. If you don't take care of me, I will not be like this. Your parents. So that's why I think I didn't know that time. I'm too young. Sorry. Bad words were used for you, bad behavior with you, everything is there, but so sorry to apologize. Now not too bad. Not too late. Not too bad. Not too late. Should be, yeah, should be. Said that. They understood. Then guru, I think, should be. Really it is. Title. If I keep this guru, can be or not, yes or not, you check first. That's one. You can check. When we check, everything's okay, then should be respect, faith, devotion, very important things. So now the sutra says, you know, like in the Pajaparamita, sutra says, you see, guru is very important. Also, with faith, devotion is very important. You see, that's it. The mother is very important for the, to have the children, you know, very important for the children. If there are no mother, will not be children. So just like that, if there are no faith, devotion, with gurus, will not be children of the knowledge. We will not get it. So same kind of, you need to be, you know, think about it. So that's very important. You take into Jerusalem is, my guru is the root or foundation for the my knowledge. It means my knowledge and my spiritual, yes, will be good or bad. With it, related with guru. So now sometimes I say, you know, if there are no foundation is a very, very important foundation. So, you know, when we make houses, try to make good foundation. It's a bad foundation, like, on the sanders to make a house not so good, you know. Maybe 1-2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, then fall down, just like that, you know. Should be. Foundation is like that, I think. There are no foundation cannot be dancing or, you know, cannot. See? If you do dancing, then it is solid, you know. Ground. Same thing, really it is. So, then Guru it is safe also. Now, quality of the Guru, I don't say here because too much. You live to you. You see the Lamrim books, okay? You see that. So, that's what I'm saying. Now, second is. Second word is what say?
Cultivating the Guru properly is the root of the path.
Oh, yeah. So, you think about Lamrim Tsawarus. The root of the paths of the to keep a relation with the Guru. Say that? You understood this from this word? See, that's it. The Tsuyi Tenpa Lam Tsaura means all those Lam means paths. Paths should be, we need to have the, so there's a, the seed of the those paths. What is that? The contribute or relation with the Guru. You say that's it. There's in the Lamrim, how to make good relation with it by mentally and by physical. Two things in the Lamrim teaching says. I leave to you study, okay? Homework for you, okay? That's it. See, in the Lamrim book, that's what I'm saying. You see? So you think about Lamrim Tsawarus, and then, actually, it, the mental is action is more important than physical. So that's a devotion, faith. That's more important than any kind of physical, you know, service, you know, like service to the Guru, you know, in like, or something to give, you know, a tea or something, food or something. That's, those are okay. Yeah, making, but more important is faith, devotion is very important. So that's a, without a faith, devotion, something to give to Guru, no, not so necessary, no. So I, what is the more important, good to be happy for us? Word is not a simple word myself. What can be to make a Guru happy? A study, practicing, a good behavior. You know, with the others, you know, respect to the others. Oh, those are great offering for the Guru, really it is. Physical offering, the all those knowledge offerings, knowledge offering much more, 100,000 times more than physical. See, that's it. So that's what I think should be. All those are, I leave to you give to your study or your homework through the Lamrim books. I see, that's what I'm saying. Three times, lunch, sour roast. Lepar thoni bepar tumais. What say?
Realizing this clearly with great diligence.
Oh, yeah. That all those are tied to think but. When you realize that's one, then. Lepar thon is excellent to see that. When you see that, bebatumai means many different ways, hardship, easy way or hardship or whatever comes, doesn't matter to make the deadlines or to keep the Guru, say, Kupatimita machine, you know. The blessing of that, they say that.
Bless me to rely on the Guru with highest devotion.
Oh, yeah. So that's it. So I think today I live there. So you have lots of homework, you know. Someone new student, they don't have the They don't have the lumber book, maybe you didn't get it, but it's a place to see, okay? This book, I think, how much do you have?
This book, I guess, if you don't have it, you offer this to, it's also the Liberation.
Okay, you get it, okay? If you don't have. If you don't have it, you get it nicely. I'll say, yeah. If you don't have much money, but you can, if you really want to study, then you can just, maybe it's a fair donation, but if you have, okay, don't have, doesn't matter. You can get the book. More important things, study. Study. When you study, to learn more. What it says, what teaching says, do this, must do. Teaching says, should not do this, must stop. That is the practicing. But only things like ski, you know, people ski, goes from the bottom, it goes like this, nothing stop, that's not so good. read the book, okay, finish book, okay. So that, nothing to stop negative actions. Nothing to do the collecting positive actions, not so good. So try to make it, must try to make it, what you call, take care by ourselves. Really it is, we need this one. Really we need it. Rich or poor, doesn't matter. We need all these spiritual actions for everybody. You know, really it is, everybody need it. So do that, okay? Today I'm very, happy you are, you know, some students here, they really, really good. Study in the college and the universities, one thing. But these are, this morning I told the student, by motivations, yes, maybe good to make good ways. Because I studying this and I help to the others, country people. Or I can help to the others. If you guys know that something like computer systems, example like this. Through this way, if I can help to the others, it would be great. If you think about motivation, that's make sense. Really it is. So no computer's idea is no positive action, it's not, but your motivations make it happen. Example like if you're coming to here in the, from home, oh, I want to go there, center, to get teachings. I want to know the, how to make a, stop the negative action, how to make a positive action. And everybody need free from suffering. Everybody want to have the happiness, joy. How can we make it? I want to know that. So that's why I go, by motivations, your driving car is positive. Positive ways, it is. That's kind of idea. You need to learn more. Then everything, sleeping, eating, everything is tied to make positive actions can be done, okay? If you have an idea, or when you know, then you can do, okay? That's good. So now we do dedication. You know, during the action, I think should be your good things, I think. Everybody say, you know, no sleeping, everything's okay. So now end of the dedication, we do. But we did the action of Dharma, we are together. By this merit, with the Dharmas and all spiritual actions are stable in this world. And also positive, no, holy, he included his own Dalai Lama and any other spiritual masters to have a long life. And also then, because if we are doing practicing of the Dharma, accomplishment of that without obstacles. In this country and any other country, there will not happen bad things, disease and the war, and also those kind of bad things not happened. Everything good fortunes coming in this world and any other worlds. Apparently, we wishing for all sentient beings free from delusions and illusions and become a being Buddha by which we did action of the Dharma. We are together. Yeah. Honestly.